This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's program, and we're going to talk about methane production and focusing on bromoform. This was presented in a Journal of Dairy Science article in the August issue by a colleague from the University of California and Wagenol, which is located in the Netherlands. Methane emissions continue to be a concern here globally. We are getting methane from two sources, primarily from the rumen itself, enteric for ruminant animals, and then manure itself. Bromoform is a promising feed additive that is produced in the red seaweed and can also be synthetically manufactured as well. What the group from California and the Wagenol did a meta-analysis to look at three aspects of it. One is methane production measured as grams per day. Another one is methane yield, which is grams per kilogram of dry matter. And then methane intensity, which is measured as grams per kilogram of product. So for dairy farmers, that would be per pound of milk or per pound of cheese or butter. The meta-analysis that they did involved 14 different studies. Six of them are from dairy cattle and eight are from beef cattle. There are 39 treatments in here and, of course, used both the beef and dairy ruminant sources. The average dose was 28 milligrams of bromoform per kilogram of dry matter consumed by these cattle, and they saw marked improvements on methane reduction. In terms of production of methane, it was down 47%, the yield was down 43%, and the intensity was down 39%. So it has a very big impact on methane production as well. When they did the meta-analysis, they also found that higher doses would increase the efficiency, but may also have some impact on palatability. The beef cattle response was greater than in dairy cattle, and certainly we saw greater responses if the diet was higher in starch diets and lower in neutral detergent fiber levels in the program. The level of starch in the beef rations was 30% starch in the meta-analysis on average. The dairy rations were at 13% starch, which is a modestly low level for dairy cattle. In terms of effects on dry matter intake on dairy cattle, about a 3.3% reduction in dry matter intake, beef cattle 6.5%, with higher doses having bigger drops as well. That would be a plus for a dairy farm because that would reduce the amount of feed cattle are consuming. But the bad news on the dairy cattle, that milk yield also dropped 4.6%. So now there's some economic relationship between those two as well. They also looked at the carrier of the bromoform products, and oil carrier had a bigger response in terms of lowering methane production. They also observed in dairy cattle, they tended to sort more when there was bromoform in the diet and changed their eating pattern and spent a little more time eating, and actually their head location shifted as well. So our take-home messages would, one, first of all, the cost of product, which was not listed in the meta-analysis, would be important relative to the responses on dry matter, which would be a plus, and milk losses, which would be a negative. Currently, a bromoform is not cleared by FDA because it has to be proven that it does not appear in milk as a residue in meat as well. The economic rewards will be important for dairy farmers because certainly they are going to have some type of economic incentive to use the products, and be well aware there is variation in the responses and palatability will have to be evaluated in the future. Well, Bill, that completes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
This week's announcement from the federal government's Make America Healthy Again Commission, a strategy of over 120 initiatives addressing chronic disease in children, features a prominent role for agriculture. That according to commission member and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
I am encouraged by the roadmap that this report presents. It shows where opportunities exist to improve technology, research, and outcomes. America's farmers and ranchers dedicate their lives to the noble cause of feeding our country and the world, and in doing so have created the safest, most affordable, and most abundant food supply in the world.
Additional future USDA efforts in the better nutrition space range from improved soil health tools and an upcoming regenerative farming practice pilot program to continued work on updating the nation's dietary guidelines. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.